District of Seychelles Council has granted a temporary use permit, TUP, to allow Innovation Building Group to store materials on three lots in West Seychelles during the construction of a neighboring rental housing development. The TUP application, approved at the March 20 Council meeting, states that the limited space at 5680 Ebtide Street has become a hindrance, and requests a two-year term based on the timeline of the project. The properties under the TUP, 5686 Wharf Avenue, 5694 Wharf Avenue and 5700 East Porpoise Bay Road, will be used to set up a site office, store equipment and vehicles and allow employees to park. Town. Adam Shepard asked if there were any bylaws relating to sound from construction or temporary lighting being installed in the TUP regulations. Ian Hall, Development Planning Manager, answered that the noise bylaw applies to TUPs and clarified that these permits do not propose any exceptions. He also said that there is nothing specific in the TUP regulations regarding lighting and that specific provisions could be incorporated if concerns arise. Hall added that the majority of the activity on the lots would be employee parking, with the construction taking place on the actual development site on Ebtide Street, and that it will have less activity on site than the TUP for a prefabricated wall assembly area approved earlier in March. Town. Diane McLaughlin asked for clarification on the cost the district charges for TUPs. Hall said that there is an application fee of $1,800 as well as a $10,000 security deposit taken to ensure that the site is remediated to its original condition once the permit expires. Henderson asked how the district can regulate security bonds on property that they do not own. Hall explained that is what staff have done for several years with their development permits to ensure conditions are met and that this process was adapted similarly for the TUP regulations. Concerned that the sites will become unsightly, and reiterating that council is under the gun to build more housing, McLaughlin said they were allowing this developer to drag their heels by using one site and another, adding that she is concerned the sites may be contaminated from older homes that used oil tanks. Town. Adam Shepard supported the TUP and proposed an amendment to add dark sky compliance that will regulate lighting. Council voted to add the amendment to include dark sky compliance, then subsequently voted to approve the TUP, with McLaughlin opposed to both motions. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.